Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
One man that's always got the earpods is Adam Hamilton.
Yeah, we're getting him up on the line now. And did you come on the boat with us the other year? When I think that's where I first met you and Hamo. Was it the yacht, the SEN yacht party up there?
No,
with Brownie? And Hamo was definitely there.
Of course he was. I've been grounded. In fact, we might ask Adam.
Have you been grounded?
Well, I've missed Launceston Cup, Devonport Cup.
You don't want to go to Devonport
Magic
with Brownie.
Millions. Oh, yeah. Oh. Danger.
I filled in for him down there, and that's danger. As a fill-in, it was danger.
And the Taswegians love him.
Oh, I got yelled at walking through there.
For not being Brownie?
For not being Campbell Brownie. They was like, yeah, what did someone say? He was like, yeah, where's Campbell? You're a poor man's Campbell Brown. We want Campbell Brown. But
so
they love him
so
down
did
there.
Did you go and punch him or something?
No, I actually had to break up a fight down there.
Well, you are a poor man's Campbell Brown. Yeah, he would have started the fight.
He would have started it. Hey, well, reminiscing on the Magic Millions, 2 years ago was my last invite. We went on the yacht party. It was the first time I met this man. And I think later, it was the first year I met Gareth Hall too.
Was it Adam's yacht?
No, it was an SEN yacht. But then we did go to the casino. And Hamo was there and Darren Flindell and Gareth Hall were all there. And I think Gareth Hall pulled me off Darren Flindell reenacting Chautauqua. Chautauqua flying. Yeah, I said, mate, that's enough. And Hamo was there too. He probably looked at me and went, you're an absolute lunatic. But he joined us on the line live from the Gold Coast. Hamo, hello to you.
Yes, memories a couple of years ago. That boat trip was fantastic, wasn't it? Had to trade the boat in after the punt didn't go so well the next day. But it was a great way to meet you, mate. And shame that you're not up here, but it's not a shame that you didn't have the night that I had last night, because I'm very slow out of the box this morning, boys. And this is the best my voice has been for 12 hours.
Hang on, don't tell me. This could be breaking news. Your first ever hangover.
Half a hangover, Quinny.
Now, you've been up there all week. I don't know how you managed to sell to the bosses that you needed 7 days up there, but good luck to you. You and Daniel Cobby have been front and centre at every event. Have you got any street corner whispers? Because no doubt everyone's been pulling your coat and saying you need to back this, you want to be on this. The best mail this week is the local mail. What have you got for us?
Look, couple of really, really good tips. Two at the races and then two as far as the nightlife goes. Two at the races are Highness and Sofredo. They're the two that I'm on. Highness very heavily back. Last time I looked 650 into 460. In the two-year-old classic, and Sofredo's around about 650, and I think it's a really good each-way bet in the guineas. And the two things off the track are avoid Campbell Brown when he comes in as a fresh runner, which he did last night, and the other one is avoid James Frawley when he wants to.